Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Jill Reed, the publisher of Audiophile. Michelle Cobb is with me. She'll be with me for the week. And I'm ready for the theme, Michelle, because you are, out of everybody, you are the most themed.
I do like how everything ties together some way. But this is probably my favorite theme ever because it's audiobooks that don't scream, I'm meant for Joe Reed.
Okay. Let's begin. What's an example?
The House of Hidden Meanings, a memoir written and read by RuPaul.
Oh, I've heard about this. Okay, tell me about it.
Well, it's an earphones winner. And of course, RuPaul is the mother of all drag queens, haha. And he shares his origin story. So he's highly influenced by his own mother. And to this day, he's very closely linked to his siblings. And we get to learn about RuPaul's discovery of his secret girl at the age of 12. So it's no surprise that we hear Cher and Diana Ross were inspirations.
Oh, I believe but, that.
Yeah. What I didn't realize was how long RuPaul struggled to make it, because he's sort of always been in my consciousness.
Yeah. And he looks young.
Yes. And he struggled to find acceptance within the drag community before he blossomed into what is a very successful star as he is today.
How come he struggled? What was the struggle?
Oh, because people didn't really take him seriously in the drag world originally. So that's what surprised me. I would have thought, like, he walked on stage and he did his thing and everyone was bowing at his feet. And then he's the mother of all drag.
He's so charismatic.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I think RuPaul is so funny and very, I should only have half his glamour, please.
Oh, seriously.
And he's so interesting.
Yeah, and we learn about things that we never would have, you know, known about through, you know, Drag Race. So we're actually learning about his relationship and how, you know, he broke up as he and his partner came to sobriety. And, you know, I'm not sure that my life is going to be complete now unless I go to a party at his house. You know, these sober parties where you can dress up like I could be Cher. I mean, how much fun would that be?
That would be a lot of fun. Which stage of Cher?
Oh, that's a good question. I think for me, the 80s Cher, like the Bob Mackie Cher.
Yeah, know? I would be the Bob Mackie Cher all the way. No question about that. Well, how is he as a narrator?
Oh, he's great. He narrates very smoothly, and he's got that distinctive bit of disdain in his voice, which I totally expect to hear. But he's also good at dropping the emotions in the right places, and it's a very easy listen. So I found the experience very enjoyable. And what's really the book at its best, and him at his best, is when he's attacking issues that have faced he and the Black and queer communities directly. So I kind of wished for more of these candid moments of revelation and some of these feelings that came to the surface more towards the end of the book.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit now? Do you want to set this up?
Yes, this is where he's finding a home in Atlanta.
Okay, this is The House of Hidden Meanings, written and read by RuPaul.
The city had elected its first Black mayor, Maynard Jackson, in 1974. And from there, it felt as if the possibilities were endless. There was money to be made in Atlanta, and people were making it. More specifically, Black people were making it. Since Reconstruction, the city had always represented the phoenix rising from the ashes, designating it as the place of endless reinvention. To us, then, it was a frontier of abundant potential. And for me, having been suffocated by so much about my hometown, Atlanta was everything San Diego was not.
I like listening to him because you think, what's RuPaul without the visuals, right? But his voice and his intonations are really, really good. And he's, you know, he's telling a story.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot more story here than I could have imagined when I stepped into the, you know, or when I put the earbuds in, as it were.
Okay, so that you're off to a bang. That is The House of Hidden Meanings, written and read by RuPaul, and it's an earphones winner. Michelle, thank you so much.
All right, let's talk about something else tomorrow, shall we?
Okay, yes, we shall. Support for Behind the Mic is sponsored by the inspiring new audiobook, Treasures in the Dark, written and read by stroke survivor Catherine Wolfe. Available April 9th, everywhere audiobooks are sold. And follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us that rating. It really does help people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.